My name is Sunil Agarwal. I'm a program manager with SQL Server. It is my pleasure today to speak to you about data compression functionality that we added in SQL Server 2008. When we started working on this functionality, one of the questions I used to get from customers, why compress? Because I can go and buy a terabyte storage for $100. So storage is not expensive. And the thing that I sort of emphasized to them that the kind of disk that you use in the production environment is not something that you buy for $100. Typically, you deploy expensive disk, which is SAS drive with 15K RPM, which costs you around $8 per gigabyte. So if you compute for a terabyte, it becomes $8,000 for the disk. Now, most customer productions do not have one copy of the database. In fact, if I take a typical scenario where you have database mirroring, so that means you have two copies, and then you have a disaster site, that's third copy. And then for most customers who have high-end application, they have a very comparable test environment to make sure the performance meets when they deploy in the production. So effectively what we have seen that people have 5 to 7 copies of their production database. So if you take an $8,000 per terabyte, essentially, customers are paying around $50,000 per terabyte just in the storage cost. And now, the storage cost is not by itself, not alone. You have a DBA or a storage administrator who needs to manage the storage. So if we can provide a functionality that can reduce the burden on the administrator, there's a value. And finally, a lot of production workloads have queries that sometimes take lot more I/O cycles than your I/O subsystem can support. So those queries will run slow. So with data compression, if I can compress the data to smaller size, you can reduce the pressure on the I/O, and that will lead a better customer experience because for them, the queries will run faster. And it is very hard to put money on that. So essentially, there are many values in terms of compressing the data and providing the value to your customers. So when we started working on data compression, our strategy had 5 components. The first component was we just did not want to compress without worrying about its impact on the workload. Imagine this, if we could compress the best, but if your workload was running slow because it is going to spend a lot more CPU cycles to read, to decompress the data, or write when I compress the data, then it won't be as useful for production environment. So our design goal was to strike the right balance between the compression we can get and its impact on the workload. And I'm glad to say that we, based on the customer feedback, have a pretty good balance about how much compression we got and impact on the workload. The second component was we wanted to expose compression functionality for different kinds of workloads. So there are workloads which are OLTP-like workloads, which do a lot of DML activities. And there are workloads which write once and read many times, like in data warehouse. So we expose 2 options, row compression for OLTP and page compression for data warehouse. The third component for our strategy was we wanted to give an option to our DBAs and to our IT administrators to strike the right balance between storage savings and its impact on the workload. So we expose this data compression functionality at an object level. So you can compress at a table level, or index, or just a partition. Using this variation, many, many customers have been able to strike the right balance in how much compression they want to get and its impact on the production workload. The fourth thing, which was very important to us, was we wanted to make data compression functionality available without requiring any change to the application. And with 2008, they could just flip a switch on a table or an index or a partition, and right there, your application gets the benefit of compression without requiring any changes. While we were working on these 4 components of the strategy, the 5th component was constant customer feedback. We worked very closely with our key customers to make sure the functionality that we delivered as part of 2008 is usable and is beneficial to our customers. And I'm glad to say that we were able to achieve that goal quite well. So while this 2008 has been deployed with customers, we get a lot of feedback from our customers. We are always listening to their feedback. And one of the feedback that we got was SQL Server 2008 compression did not compress Unicode data well. So let me give you a quick example. If I have an ASCII data set, ASCII, American ASCII, you store the data as Unicode, we are wasting 1 byte. And in 2008 compression, we wasted that byte. And customers had a lot of challenges for those applications which were Unicode heavy, or those customers who were migrating from other database platforms to SQL Server, and they were finding that the data compression was not as effective for them if it was Unicode heavy. So with 2008 R2, we addressed that issue by providing Unicode compression, and it is very competitive in our marketplace. With Unicode compression, we kept our two goals in mind. One is simplicity of deployment. So we folded Unicode compression as part of row compression, so you do not have a new option to do data compression. Second thing was, it did not require any application change, just like row or page compression. So now Unicode is available to you as part of row compression. As we move forward, we continue to look feedback from our customers, and we will continue to improve our data compression offering to make our customers more successful. And thank you for your time. It has been my pleasure to speak to you.